In the years and months before the overturn of Roe v. Wade, the Idaho legislature passed multiple trigger laws designed to ban abortion and criminalize providers who perform them. Hannah George, a Boise mother of two, had previously suffered two miscarriages. She said in an interview last spring she was looking into sterilization after hearing news of the leaked Supreme Court opinion.
I think about if this had been in 2016, like what would the doctor do? The doctor literally came into the ultrasound room and rushed me across the street to the hospital. The surgery had to happen like in the next 20 minutes or I was going to die.
Idaho's legislature wasn't the only one to take preemptive steps before the Dobbs decision. Last year, Washington's Democrat-controlled legislature prepared for an increase in out-of-state abortion patients by passing House Bill 1851 to expand the number of medical professionals authorized to perform abortions. According to the Northwest Abortion Access Fund, which provides abortion financial and travel assistance, abortion support service costs more than doubled from 2021 to 2022. In September, the University of Idaho sent a memo to its staff advising them to avoid language that could be seen as counseling in favor of or referring for abortion, based on Idaho's No Public Funds for Abortion Act. In Idaho's legislature this year, House Bill 2 seeks to penalize so-called sanctuary cities that refuse to investigate people for criminal abortions by withholding state sales tax revenue. The bill comes after Boise passed a resolution last July to not use city resources to investigate abortion cases. I'm Rachel Sun.